Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podmas. Did you want to start that? Looked very intense. Like you're gonna break in the song or something.
I don't know.
Okay, we are back on Saturday, day 11 of Podmas. Dear Sarah, future Sarah, listening right now, maybe. Good luck on your guest spot tonight, girl.
Good luck. You got this.
You got this.
You're gonna kill it.
You might not kill it. You just get through it.
I will laugh.
Just get through it. Yeah, I'm doing a guest spot tonight. Woo! And it'll be hopefully good.
No, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. I'm going to have so much fun.
You're going to have the best time.
James Mollinger gave me a great piece of advice. He said, when you're standing off stage, like about to go on, just remember, like, just tell yourself, this is what you do.
Yeah, no, that makes me nervous.
Really?
This is what you do?
Yeah, like you've done this before. This is what you do. You do this all the time. This is what you do. Go out and do it.
No, thank you.
See, I kind of like that.
Okay.
I kind of like that.
That works for you.
Oh, well, who knows? I'll try it tonight, see if it works. I just know that, my first guest spot at Yucks, I was real fucking nervous. Go on.
You did so good that night, though.
So the way I see it is, if I can just at least mimic that same energy that I did last time, but better, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
And I'm doing slightly different jokes, so.
And you've also been doing it for a little bit longer now. When was your guest? That was back in August, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been doing comedy for a little bit longer now. Yeah. And like,
but we all know how I feel about that Sunday Silly stage. I don't like those bright lights in my face.
You can't move out of the way. Be like, can you guys turn on the lights from my set? Thank you.
I should open with that.
Turn down the lights.
But today on Podmas, we're doing our Christmas themed weekly Podmas. We are talking about Christmas movies, baby. Ooh, so yes. Why don't we go back and forth? Because I have a list of mine and you have a list of yours. So why don't you start us off? So what we're going to talk about, like the ones that like we like, we're not going to talk about all Christmas movies that exist because there's a lot,
but just the ones that we hold close to our hearts.
The ones that we hold close. What's your first one?
All I Want for Christmas. It's about this girl who wants her parents to get back together for Christmas. It's basically like almost like the Parent Trap, but like Christmassy.
When did this come out? I don't think.
1985.
Really? Yeah. All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah.
Movie. I'm just looking at I just want to look at the imagery associated with it. Let's see. Okay. I've literally never heard of this.
Yeah. It's kind of like a rare Christmas movie, I guess. A lot of people haven't heard of it.
Oh, it has the Chickie from Hocus Pocus, and is that her? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's not her.
Hang on. Are you sure?
No.
Let me see. Keep talking about it. So what do you like about it?
So I just like how wholesome it is and just like more nostalgic for me, I think, because I used to watch it all the time as a kid. It's also my sister's favorite Christmas movie, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to watch it together, but yeah, it's
1991.
Oh, was it 1991?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
I was right. Thora Birch.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Hocus Pocus, Ghost World, American Beauty. That was a very young Thora Birch in that movie. Interesting.
Nice.
Okay.
Now we know.
And because this is a real life movie and not a cartoon, I might actually watch it.
Ooh, yay. It's very like Hallmark movie.
I won't. Let's be honest, Sarah. You won't. But I'll say that I will.
I'll put it on my list. The list that doesn't exist.
That said, I mean, as of now, I have nothing the week of Christmas. So who knows?
Go.
Who knows what will happen?
Watch some movies.
So when I'm thinking childhood Christmas movies, what comes to mind for me is the movie Prancer. So this movie about a girl who finds a reindeer and takes it in and like heals it because it was like injured.
She kills it?
Heals it. I thought you said she kills it.
She kills it. Oh. The end.
She kills it like Sarah kills her gas bot. No.
But like better?
Probably. It'll be less messy, that's for sure.
Ooh, okay.
But she finds this reindeer. She like keeps it in her shed. She feeds it Christmas cookies. They develop a bond. And then essentially it gets found out that she has this reindeer. And then the town takes the reindeer from her and puts it on display as like a tourist thing. Like, sent one of Santa's reindeer. Nah, 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 nah. But this is the actual Prancer. So this is a magical reindeer. And so then the whole... I'm just straight up spoiling Prancer for you guys.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
And then she essentially like goes, like she does like a little escape thingy, like, and helps the reindeer get free and returns him to Santa.
Okay.
It is a great movie. Sam Elliott is the dad who's like, okay. Yeah.
Is this a real life movie?
Yeah. Or
is
it,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
interesting.
90s movie.
Ooh. Yeah. Is it a real reindeer? Is it CGI?
Yes. No, real reindeer. Real reindeer, baby. I don't fuck around.
How do they train the reindeer?
It's good. I mean, there was, oof. Who knows? There might have been some not great. Yeah, that's a good point. Fuck you for ruining my childhood Christmas movie. I'm sure he's fine.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Well, that's my favorite. When I think of Christmas, I instantly think of Prancer because that was my favorite Christmas movie as a kid.
Classic. I like The Grinch.
The Grinch. The
one that you hate, yeah.
The cartoon?
No, the real life one.
See, I've just, I was telling Sarah before this, like, I've just never gotten into Grinch stuff. It was never something that, like, I liked, even growing up. I don't know what it is, because, like, I am a Grinch.
Maybe that's why. You're like, I relate too hard. Nah. Like, it's too close to home. Let's get out of here.
I should be into it by all standards, but for whatever reason, I've never gotten into Grinch things. Like, I remember, like, makeup palettes would come out that were, like, branded, like, Grinch makeup. And I was just like, eh, I don't really
care. It's just green makeup.
But what, so you like the real life movie, which was somewhat recent, right?
No.
No?
I
have no concept.
I think it
time.
Came out 2000.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, let's see. Actually, I'm going to check The Grinch.
When did that come out?
Oh, there was like a cartoon one that came out recently, which I'm not down with. Oh, it came out in 2000.
Okay.
Yep. So that's fun.
Is who plays the main Grinch?
Jim Carrey.
That's kind of what I thought, but I didn't want to say it. And then
I also
wrong.
Really like Jim Carrey a lot.
Oh, well, who doesn't?
Right? He's great. But yeah, it's just such a, like, again, like a wholesome feel-goody movie.
So what throws me off about that is that, so all the people are real-life people, right?
Yeah.
But he's like a Grinch character right. thing. That's what makes me not want to watch it.
Why?
Because it's not real.
Whoville is, okay.
It's not real. I'm an adult.
So am I.
Do not become like me. I am just, I'm bitter and cynical and I have, my inner child is gone. Your inner child, you clearly have a better relationship with your inner child, which is a great thing to have at Christmas time.
It's at Christmas time. Other than that, what the fuck? Grow up, Sarah.
No, so many people like cartoons and like kids movies and stuff as adults. And I don't know what it is. I just can't. I'll be sitting there just going, oh, there's so many things I could be doing right now. Like not watching this.
I could be doing something else. I love
Maybe it. I just need magic back in my life. Like I need to.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe you need the magic of Disney.
Because the other movies on my list are. I'll just kind of cover these. Love Actually, which is a classic.
I love Love Actually. I do too.
I think it's a great movie.
It's awesome.
There's weird storylines. We can make fun of the storylines all day. Creepy things happening. Guy falls in love with a woman who doesn't speak the same language as him.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know what the fuck she's saying, and he's just like, marry me.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
The whole Andrew Lincoln, like, to me, you are perfect. Like, him romanticizing, like, the girl with the husband. Kind of creepy, kind of not great.
Whatever, it's Christmas.
Best storyline, though, I think, is the president and the Chicky Poo.
Oh, yeah.
President
yeah.
of the Chicky
I like
Poo.
That one. I also like the porn relationship, too.
That was really
that
funny.
That was fun.
I love Love Actually. That kind of reminds me of, this is a weird movie reference, and probably not many people will get this. There's a movie called Young People Fucking, which is all about like different couples and different versions of couples.
Oh,
this is like from like so long ago, but it's just all about like sex dynamics between couples and like in different situations. So like in one, it's like exes getting together and having sex, friends having sex, a really long-term relationship that's like going stale, them trying to have sex, and like random hookups and like it's Young People Fucking. Check it out, everybody. It's a good movie.
I'm gonna check that out.
Good movie. Love Actually. What do you got? Any others?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
a really fucked up one is Krampus.
Right. Tell me about this because can you explain it while I'll get us both more water?
Okay.
You
bye.
Explain it now. Explain it.
I think it's just like a horror Christmas movie. I haven't seen it, I don't think, but it's just about like there's reindeer involved and they go ape shit or they get rabies or something and start killing people.
Christmas cheer, you know?
Yeah. But I just like how they made a Christmas horror movie because that's really what we were missing in our life.
I remember seeing the trailer for it and being like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, you know what? I just remembered that I did watch it and it was really, really bad. So I don't remember.
Krampus?
What. Yeah. It just was like, ugh. You know what's horror movies you watch and you're like, this is obviously just for like shock factor and like there's no real premise to it. It's just
no real point. See, you're big into horror movies and I'm not. I just can't. Being in my head every day is a horror movie. I don't need to watch one.
See, same, but that's why I watch them. Because it takes me out of my head. But then also puts me back in my head. Then I get really anxious and I get scared. I can't sleep alone.
Yeah.
Like, it's just this whole thing. I have to leave my light on. But I like that feeling.
It's that's a tricky one. Die Hard is another Christmas movie classic. I've only seen it maybe 3 or 4 times in my life. But I do enjoy Die Hard, the first Die Hard.
I don't think I've seen it, and if I did see it, it was
what?
A really long time since I've watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
We should have a Die Hard night.
Ooh. That'd be fun.
I could host a Die Hard night, make some popcorn.
I love popcorn.
Have you ever had my popcorn? The popcorn that I make?
You make popcorn?
My popcorn is the best.
You never told me about popcorn before.
Oh, I make the best movie theater style popcorn. So we'll have a Die Hard night sometime.
Okay, sounds good. Are you just not going to tell me about your popcorn?
Oh. It's just, I use the butter salt.
Oh, that's so good.
And I also use real butter too. And I do it in a Whirly Pop, not in the microwave. You know, it's Whirly Pop stove, oil, and the butter salt. Pop that shit up. Then add melted real butter on top.
Dude, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I don't fuck around. Popcorn's my favorite.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, love that for you.
What else? What other ones you have?
Oh, Elf. That's a classic.
Classic. And I don't mind it so much because it is more real life.
Yay.
And Zooey Deschanel.
Did we talk about A Christmas Story yet?
No.
Ugh. That's every Christmas Eve. We used to watch that movie as a kid growing up because my dad loves that movie.
What's A Christmas Story about?
A boy named Ralphie.
Ralphie? Did you say Ralph?
Al? No, I said Ralphie.
Oh, Ralphie. All week I've been hearing people wrong. So something's definitely.
I thought you said
right
you killed
my
Prancer,
brain.
So I don't know. Communication is not strong here. Anyways,
is Mercury in retrograde? Because, yeah.
I really think that it is. Someone's in retrograde up there and they're fucking with us.
Okay, and what happens with Ralphie?
So Ralphie is just like a family who, I don't know how to explain it properly. All I know is that he wants like a rifle gun for Christmas, or like some kind of rifle for Christmas, and his dad's like, you'll shoot your eye out, Ralphie,
or shoot up a school.
Oh no, it's a fake one, like a pellet gun.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, you'll shoot your eye out anyway.
Okay, is that it?
That's all I got, homie.
What's the Christmas message or the lesson or the, you know,
that he'll shoot his eye out?
So does he become I'm so confused.
One second. I'll get the premise for you.
Also, Mercury is not in retrograde.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Based on the humorous writings of author John Shepherd, the beloved holiday movie follows the wintry exploits of youngster Ralphie. No, I'm just kidding. Ralphie Parker, who spends most of his time dodging a bully. Oh, right. And dreaming of his ideal Christmas gift, a Red Ryder air rifle. Frequently at odds with his cranky dad, but comforted by his daring mother, Ralphie struggles to make it for Christmas Day with his glasses and his hopes intact.
All right.
There you go.
Okay. I'm not overly compelled.
You're like, I hate that. Moving on.
I hear it's a good movie. You know, but I gotta say, my favorite holiday movie, and this might be tied with Love Actually, is The Holiday with Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Jude Law, and Jack Black. And it will melt your heart. Like, it is such a heartwarming. I cry every time I see it. The Kate Winslet storyline hits too close to home. It really just does. I'm still her. I'm really, really trying. But but yeah, no. It's do you know the premise?
No.
Like, essentially, Kate Winslet and what's her name, Cameron Diaz, they switch homes for the holiday. So Cameron's in LA.
Oh.
She's in England. And so Kate Winslet goes to LA and Cameron Diaz goes to England, and she meets Kate Winslet's brother and they fall in love. And then Kate Winslet falls in love with Jack Black in LA and also befriends an old man and fills his life with joy.
Oh no.
And it is really heartwarming.
I can't
and good.
I can't do that.
It's very rom-com-ish.
Okay, okay. I like rom-coms though.
I think you'd like it. It's good.
I'm gonna
watch
it.
It's just a good feel good movie. And yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. The Kate Winslet stuff is just it breaks my heart. But anyways. Oh. She was like in love with a guy, he didn't love her back.
Oh.
And she was like really heartbroken. I love a subtle suicide attempt in a holiday movie, which is like
she
almost tries to kill herself but then takes herself out of it. And it's done in a very subtle way, so don't worry. But it just shows like how heartbroken she was.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, glad everyone's okay.
I assume. Oh God. Is that it? Did we go through all our, do we have any others?
I don't have any more on my list.
Okay, well that's, I think one that I will shout out only for Corey, if Corey happens to be listening, Corey West and Toxicate Reviews would be mad at me if I didn't mention Reindeer Games with Ben Affleck and Charlize Theron.
Who?
Charlize Theron.
Oh.
And Ben Affleck. It's like an action movie and I honestly haven't seen it.
It's called
many, many
The
years.
Reindeer Games?
Reindeer Games.
Not to be confused with The Squid Games.
Not to be confused. Not to be confused. But that's it, guys. Talking about Christmas movies. So, you know?
Well,
watch them.
Put it on your goddamn list.
Put them on your list and
check it twice.
That's it for day 11 of Podmas. Thanks so much for tuning in and talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye now.